But now they got it all fenced. See, everybody's just for themselves now. Then they, everybody was equal. When you found a good batten lighter wood, well, then you save that some of that for your splinters, and you cut up a bundle of splinters like that. All right. When you stuck a match to them as splinters, they burned just like, almost like gasoline. Oh, they just burned, and that's where you start. You take them as splinters, you light a couple of them there, and you lay them down, and you're awful careful, then lay another one that way, and one that way, and crisscross them, and they'll start, just quick they get hot, they'll start blazing up more. And then after you get them started, then lay about one piece of fat wood on there, and then put your oak wood on top of that, and you got your fire started. I mean, the only thing that was bad about it was getting up for daylight on a cold morning and trying to get a fire in an old wood stove. And you probably freeze to death, see? The fire had been going out in that kitchen all night, and that kitchen was cold. After you got it started, though, that you could open that damper, man, that old wood stove would get red hot. Then Mama, she'd get up and start breakfast.
What did you call the meal that you would have in the middle of the day?
That was dinner. Yeah, that was dinner and supper. Breakfast, dinner, and supper. That's the way you ate. And usually for breakfast, well, you had your grits and your fat meat or side meat or ham. If you cured you some ham, had enough that you had cured, well, you'd slice you some ham and have ham and eggs. Everybody had their own eggs. They didn't go to, why, they'd have laughed at you. You went to the store and bought eggs. Why, that was unheard of. And you had plenty of butter. And nobody, when I was coming along, nobody knew anything about light bread. I mean, you just wouldn't believe anybody said, get you some light bread. They wouldn't believe. They wouldn't know what you're talking about. Everybody made biscuits for breakfast. I mean, my mama had a pan about that long and about that wide, and that thing was made full of biscuits. I guess, I'd say it'd hold about 18, maybe 20 biscuits. The pan would. And she made a biscuit about that big around, and. And them biscuits, they'd go in there, they're about that wide, whenever they'd come out, they'd be about that thick, see, and then just rise. And that was made with buttermilk, and everybody had, that's what they had for breakfast. Everybody had about the same thing. And I have seen my mama get up and fry Irish potatoes for breakfast. That's it. You wouldn't think of it now, but I've seen her do it. I've seen her slice Irish potatoes and fry them for breakfast with grits. And your biscuits, and we had plenty of milk, and us kids, we'd always drink milk. My daddy, he always drink coffee, and we had plenty of butter. Everybody had plenty of butter and eggs, and they had their yard full of chicken. If you wanted chicken, why, you just went out in the yard and gave you a chicken. I mean, that's the way it was. And now for dinner, we either had, we always had vegetables, cabbage, cauliflower, collards, and maybe stewed potatoes or lima, dried lima bean, and if we had a black-eyed peas out in the garden, well, we have black-eyed peas with a big piece of fat meat in them. And the old people didn't think they could cook it without they had fat meat. And she can't do it now. She can't cook without fat meat. But that's
for you. I can, but it doesn't taste like
that. That was your dinner. And your supper, outside of making biscuits for supper, then maybe they wouldn't cook. They'd cook enough beans